Shalom and welcome to Aliyah Yomi. We are starting with Parshas Bamidbar, Aliyah number 1. Bamidbar, as the Parsha has a total of 159 psukim, our first Aliyah today contains 19 psukim. The general topic is counting of Bnei Yisrael. A brief summary of the main points in our Aliyah is that on the first of Iyar, this is the first of the second month, the people have just finished completing the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Moshe Rabbeinu to count Bnei Yisrael. He does so by first establishing and Se'u es Rosh Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. He first establishes the heads of Bnei Yisrael. There's a list of 12 leaders who we hear their names. These are going to be on later on the Nesiim. We see in Parshas Nasa who bring the specific gifts to the Ohel Moed as well. And they are in the order of the children of Leah, the children of Rachel, the children of Bilhah, and the children of Zilpah. These these ones nominated by the community are taken aside, and the count begins for people over 20 years and above. A few basic points to ponder. Why are Bnei Yisrael being counted now? So Rashi explains the first Rashi in this parasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps counting Bnei Yisrael out of an act of love. So when there's a plague, when he takes them out of Mitzrayim, and in this particular case, it's because he was just Shorei Shechinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just brought his divine presence by the completion of the Mishkan, and therefore he counts them right here, and that's the reason for this. We also hear how is it that they do the counting? What process is this? So Rashi explains, based on the word legul golosam, that we're referring to the machzis hasheker, like was commanded in Parshas Kisisa. The way it is done is not directly. There should not be a plague in counting Bnei Yisrael directly. Rather, they each give their machzis hashekel, their coin. Those coins are counted, giving the sum total of the people in Bnei Yisrael. However, it's worthwhile noting that the Abarbanel in Sefer Melachim and in Direi Hayamim disagrees with this. Over here, he also talks about it in Parshas Kisisa, the notion that he believes that actually counting itself per se is fine as long as it is for a mitzvah. If it is not for mitzvah, that's when one brings in the potential of the Ayin Hara, which can be a very spiritually damaging force upon the people being counted. Therefore, says Abarbanel, that in Kisisa, when you needed to have the Machzis HaShekel, that was because the Machzis HaShekel itself was the mitzvah which would protect those who are counting. When David HaMelech counted and brought a plague upon Bnei Yisrael, the end of Sefer Shmuel Beis, the reason for that was because it was not for a mitzvah, it was for his own interest. But in this case, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically told Moshe Rabbeinu to count Bnei Yisrael because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to know that was a mitzvah in and of itself, there need not be a Machzis HaShekel in this particular case. That's Abarbanel's perspective in this case. What are the roles of these leaders? So we're told that these leaders are chosen and Moshe Rabbeinu sets them aside. Why are that? Is that necessary? The Pasuk Tezayin tells us, Ele Kri'ei Ha'edah, or Kru'ei Ha'edah. These are those who are called by the congregation, Nesiei Matos HaVasam, the princes of the tribes of their fathers, Roshei Alfei Yisrael, the head of the Alufim, the chieftains of Israel. What exactly is the prerequisite over here? So the Malbim explains that the reasons are being identified in this pasuk. Number one, they are spiritual leaders. Number two, they are the people who are going to be in charge of Chalukas Haaretz, division of the land. And number three, they have the connection to the army, the chieftains, which means to say they are also defense when it comes to the leadership. And therefore they are being marshaled as perhaps the conduits to be able to count and encourage people to be involved in this census as well. How long does this particular census last? So the Malbim points out that if you follow through to Parshas Baalosecha, you know that it is on the 20th of the month that they are going to be leaving. So we actually see a very short amount of time for quite a colossal census which is being taken place. And that gives us perspective of just how efficient this is. It starts on the very day of the command and it finishes within a very short amount of time. This concludes Bamidbar Aliyah 1, the first Aliyah in Parshas Bamidbar. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.